An economic optimist may be just who we need to hear today. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome into the Arrow News special feature, and thanks for the download. So, maybe you wrote a big check to the IRS yesterday, at a time when writing big checks is particularly painful, and after hearing months of bad economic news in aviation and aerospace. Well, this seemed like a good time to hear some comments from somebody who's bullish on 2009. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell spoke recently with Joe Leader, president of the Air Taxi Association.
We have an economy right now that, well, shall we say, not exactly climbing really well. We're in a bit of trouble at this point. What does that say to the air taxi market? Opportunity or time for caution?
I think it's opportunity in that, as you see, you'll see two different areas of pressure. You're seeing less and less service from the major air carriers into key communities. That's pushing people onto air taxis. You're seeing pressure from those that utilize air charter to lower the cost. That's pushing people onto air taxis. Fuel prices have been so high, there are situations where an air taxi is more economical than going by fuel. But the danger is this, is we have to get great investors that recognize the value in a rapidly growing industry to put forward the capital to accelerate the industry. We don't want this period of tightness to lead the industry to not reach its full potential, and that's what I'm a little bit concerned about. I have a lot of hope seeing the good capitalization of some great leading companies. I'm meeting with the chairman of ATXA Europe, Stefan Vilner. I'm meeting with him. He's from JetBird. Meeting with him next week. And when he had made the announcement of the 10 million euro investment right as DayJet closed, that was heartening for the industry because it means there's still a great deal of potential in the industry that everyone sees because they won't begin their first flight until April.
To everything we've seen, nothing in the DayJet model failed.
No.
Outside of the financial community. Will that model somehow show up again?
I absolutely believe so. I think that, as they said very publicly, it was a successful model. They moved forward. They showed that they were able to do per seat on demand and solve the traveling salesperson problem. I think we'll see the DayJet system continue to live on, and definitely what they did for the air taxi industry will absolutely live on.
Who are the bright shining stars of air taxi?
Linear Air has been a bright shining star. Yesterday, that they had announced previously they had turned away hundreds of thousands of dollars of business this summer. Yesterday at NBAA, they announced that 60% of their flight bookings they had to turn away this summer. So demand well over supply, and they're looking forward to continuing to add aircraft, grow, and move forward aggressively. I think Imaginaire has been incredible in that they're taking the SR-22s and creating a very, very loyal customer base out of Atlanta because they'll do round-trip flights for an incredible discount, about 40% off your typical air taxi flight if you do a day trip. And then one other bright star is Business Jet Seats has taken per seat on demand forward into the light jet model. And so they've started doing light jet flights per seat on demand over CharterX, and it's great to see them succeeding with that business model.
Of course, there's one other issue that can't help but make an air taxi operator just gleeful at this point, as that is the continuing decline, almost miserable nature of scheduled air travel.
Yes, absolutely. And we're seeing fewer and fewer flights. You're having to connect through more and more hubs. And there's a real gap that needs to be filled in, not just across the 300 commercially served aircraft across airports across the nation, but also filling in the dots across every small community in the U.S. And the greatest thing that the association has to do as we move forward, and the industry has to do, is market education. People don't know that they are just a few minutes away from a local airport where they can go in, go out, and have a very affordable flight for a family of three or more, and have a great experience on board an air taxi.
Well, one of the truly unsung problems involved in air taxi is scheduling, or frankly, just putting the customer with the airplane, knowing what's available, how to get them there, what's possible from the standpoint of the operator, and bridging the gap between what a person wants and what a person can get in regards to getting from point A to point B. There's some real challenges in that area.
There absolutely are, and we partnered with some great companies in doing that. And also, we're in the booth of the state of Virginia right now, and what you can do over the virginiaairtaxi.com is type in any street address to any street address, see the airports that are closest to both points, and book across a range of air taxi carriers that are going to be able to take you immediately from point A to point B.
what's happening to the small airports as a result of this air taxi phenomenon?
I think the small airports are going to be much better utilized. In addition, I think it levels the economic playing field. For too long, major cities have just touted their airports and say, you have to be here because we have an airport with direct service to everywhere. Now, every airport, every economic development community, every area of a state can say, we have an airport that can directly connect you to anywhere within 500 miles quickly, easily, affordably. You should locate here. It really makes it so that instead of just, you know, 30 megaplexes across the United States, you can live at any airport, any community, and enjoy the same level of economic development and potential that you could in a major city. And the airports are absolutely benefiting from it. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more flights. We're seeing each and every month, it's great to look at FlightAware and see each of our air taxi companies have higher and higher density of flight utilization.
What should the air taxi consumer know when they start looking for an air taxi company?
They should look for a quality, well-branded company that uses technically advanced aircraft, including, these include SR-22s, VLJs, light jets. They're looking for an option that's affordable, that will be above a typical full fare ticket, significantly below air charter, and is going to help them complete their mission and do it in an efficient, timely manner. That's the incredible thing, is the safety standards and wherewithal that our air taxi operators have in putting forward their branded air taxi solutions, a level of professionalism and precision that has taken years to create in the industry. Steve Hanvey from Sats Air was talking yesterday about how passengers would report if one thing was done differently by one pilot on takeoff. People are that aware. And so it's great to see that level of precision and safety put forward. In addition, we're seeing some of our air taxi operators go through additional certification processes. We absolutely support that and want to see them continue to set the bar for incredible operations and safety.
Final question. Any predictions for 09?
I think 09 is going to be a great year with one caveat. We're going to see a lot of pressure in most of the industry. I hope that the gravity of that pressure does not pull at the air taxi takeoff. Thus far, it has not. I have been heartened by the air taxi operators that continue to operate. It was to all of our close friends at DayJet, it was very much a disappointment to see them suspend air operations, but I was very proud that Imagineer, Sats Air, and North American Jet came out with a press release within 48 hours saying, we will come into these 60 communities and we will pick up the slack until DayJet's light is able to shine again.
Joe's also bullish on the opportunities for air taxi companies in Latin America. More of his comments on that from the VLJ in Latin America conference in a moment. I'm Paul Plack and you're listening to a special feature from AeroNews.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR-22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR-22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the AeroNews special feature. Today, a dose of optimism from Joe Leader, president of the Air Taxi Association. One of the biggest growth markets in aviation is Latin America, where regional travel is often complicated by poor roads. Joe sees an opportunity.
Well, in Latin America, we started getting involved last year in Rio de Janeiro at VLJ Latin America. We were strongly encouraged to jump into the marketplace. We saw the market emerging about 2 years behind that of the United States, about 1 year behind Europe. And what we can do now is we can take some of the best practices, some of the cost savings that we can provide to operators, and provide them to Latin America, work with the different, work with all of the air taxi providers, service providers, and suppliers, and create a genuine marketplace and industry that hasn't existed before. We believe we're at the threshold where it's the right time to enter to support the marketplace, to support existing associations throughout the Latin America and the Caribbean, but most importantly, to give the air taxi operators the voice at the table that they've wanted and why they've wanted to join with us. I think in every economic downturn, there have been those that have taken what appears to be very bitter lemons and made lemonade out of it. I think it's an opportunity. The best time to invest is to buy low and sell high. I think in the past few years, we've seen a tremendous amount of exuberance towards the space. What we'll see moving forward is I think we'll see incremental growth matching passengers, pilots, and planes with the areas that are needed. And also in Latin America and the Caribbean, you have some advantages in that you're able to more easily aggregate demand, so you're able to more successfully take off with air taxi service from point to point in areas that require the demand, rather than having to do demand aggregation techniques under Part 135 in the United States.
Joe's comments today were sourced from recent episodes of Aero TV. You can find the video versions in the archives for January 28th and February 23rd, 2009 at aero-tv.net. Joe Leader is president of the Air Taxi Association. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.